We are holding at the beginning of Perek Shoyal on Kuf Memches Amud Aleph. Sagda Mishnah Shoyal Adam Michaveire Kadi Yain Vekadi Shemun Bovachla Yomer Loi Halveini. A person is allowed to borrow jugs of wine and jugs of oil as long as they don't use the regular weekday expression. And we'll see exactly why in the Gemara. So a person needs to borrow. And here when we speak about borrowing, obviously when you borrow wine and you borrow shemen, you're not going to be paying back the exact same wine and the exact shemen. Now we know in Lashon HaKodesh there's a concept of halva, and there's a concept of she'ela. Halva refers to when I borrow an item and I pay back a different item. She'ela means when I borrow item A and I return item A. I give back the exact same item, like a pikadon. Whereas a halva is I borrow five pounds and I pay back a different 5 pounds and so on. So here, when we're speaking about borrowing food, clearly you're going to be paying back different food. You can do so. Don't use the regular weekday lashon of halveini. We'll see why. And so too, a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend loaves of bread. And now you might ask, what's the chiddush? Why do we need to have this bava in the Mishnah? The Gemara is going to make a diuk and say something b'negei hilchos ribis, which is obviously not our sugya as such, but there is a ritzvah over here. The ritzvah says, v'chein ish mechavetza kikareis. It's like the ritzvah. One of two truths: the makamash when the avogav the noshim kapdonyes hein legamri the hashalosin kalvos and noshim danya. Even though women are a little bit more makbid when it comes to their items and their possessions, as we saw in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Thank you so much. And therefore, you might have thought that the she'ela when a woman lends something to her friend the hashalosin kalvos and noshim danya, it's tantamount to a real halva. Vafilu v'hashileini, and even if she uses the expression of she'ela, asti lemichtav, which we're going to see is the reason why we ask these things in the Mishnah, so you might have thought that even if she uses that lashon, they might come to write it down, and even that's a problem. Kamashma we matrit. Inami ha kamashma da'avagav denashim le'regili lemichtav. Da'asalehem le'ma halveini. So you might have thought that to the extent that women don't usually, even though it's not so common for women to write things down, in which case the whole chashash of maybe she's going to come to write things down is a small chashash, right? Kamash Malan, she still has to use the appropriate lashon. Now, so that's all. When Reuben goes over to Shimon, Reuben says, look, I need to borrow a dozen eggs, I need to borrow a barrel of wine, and so on. Now, let's say I go over to my friend, and I say, please give me 5 jugs of wine, and he says, how do I know you're going to pay me back? So says the Mishnah, that I'm allowed to leave my talis by him. I can leave my talis by my friend. Now, some say that this is not mamish, like a proper, full-fledged mashkin. I'm giving something to him, it's not a proper mashkin, in which case it wouldn't necessarily be included with, the issues of making kinyonim on Shabbos and so on if I give him my talis, because it's not considered to be a proper mashkin. That's the way some Rishonim understand. The Magen Avraham in Shin Zayin says that no, it is a real mashkin. It's a mashkin gomor. But nevertheless, even though usually a person's not allowed, how can I take his talis and make a kinyan on it? I don't need it. How can he give me his coat as a mashkin on Shabbos? What gives me the right to take this on Shabbos? Says the Magen Avraham, Chazal matter this because of Tzeruch Shabbos or because of Mitzvah Sayoyim, like we're going to see. But for other things, they would ask us. So according to the Magen Avraham, this is really a halachic concession which was made in order to facilitate Suda Shabbos and so on. Fine. Good. Now, says the Mishnah Vayit, V'chein Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yerushalayim Shechali is V'Shabbos, Menech Talis Te'etzloi, V'Negles Pesach, V'Oisim Echesh Melach HaYomtev. And the same would be true with if Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, so then I need to get a Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Because, right, that is the day when you can shecht it on Shabbos. So too, says the Mishnah, if Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, I would give my talis as a mashkin or a quasi mashkin, however you learn, v'neklas pisri v'isim echezhvin la'achri yomtev. And then...
Sorry, can I just ask you? I'm sorry, where are you up to?
We're about to start the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Ches. And then a person would make a cheshbon with the fellow who gave him the item after Yom Tov. Good. Adkan Divrei HaMishnah. Adkan Divrei HaMishnah. Good. Zog the Gemara. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya Maishna Hashileini Maishna Halveini. What is the difference? And the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to say Halveini, but you are allowed to say Hashileini. What's the difference? So Amalei Hashileini le Asile Mechtav. Halveini Asile Mechtav. If you use a lashon of halva, then you will write it down. Look at the first Rashi. Halveini mashma lezman merubo. The Kaimalam of Maseches Makis, Tam halva lamed yoyim, v'asi malvezeh lichtev al pinkasei kachvok kach. Being that the item is going to be lent for a 30-day period, like as per the Stam Halva, I, the Malva, might forget that I lent him a barrel of wine and so on, and therefore the fear is that he might jot it down. So that's the reason why Sheila is permitted, which is more of a quick thing, as opposed to Halva, which is going to be for 30 days and so on. So that is the difference. Good. Fragging my cash of ha given the whole zim in the boil may malay halveni vamli hashilini vali copied the day. Either 1 second, even sometimes on a weekday. When a fellow really perhaps he should have said halveni, but really he said hashilini. In which case, to the extent that he said hashilini, really he should pay the item back that much sooner. And nevertheless, for a copy of the day, and the Malve is still not so medactic with him and say, oh, you didn't use a lot of halva, and therefore I'm not giving you a full 30-day grace period. So to the extent that you see that these things are somewhat interchangeable, Frag de Gemara, we should say, because if during the weekday you see that these things are somewhat interchangeable, and therefore he might write it down, maybe on a Shabbos also he might come to write it down, and therefore who says there's necessarily going to be a difference between the Lashon of Halveini and the Lashon of Hashileini? So Amalei, we'll skip the brackets like the Mashal, Amalei, the Shabbos came in the Hashileini, who the Sharli Rabban and Halveini, Le Sharli. I know. And the Malva, the borrower, knows that the only language which may be used is the Lashon of She'ela, not Halva. So, Kevin Dashlini, Hu Desharli Rabbanan, and Halveini Le Sharle, Minkra Milsa Vale Asi Le Mechtov. So, it is in Nikr that, it's Nikr that, when he said Hashileini, he's saying this, in a way, where he's able to get the item in a permitted way, and he's doing it clearly by using a different lashon, so there's no concern in such a case that he will come to write. Just 1 second. Right, so notice he's using a lashon of she'ela. And She'ela, as we said, has an implication of miyad, or certainly less than 30 days, and therefore le'asi le'mechta. There's no concern that he's going to write it down. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Bar Rav Hanan la'abaya. And this is Agav, the first line of the Gemara, Amalei Rava Bar Rav Hanan la'abaya. This next piece is not directly negated to our sugya, but it's another discussion that the two had. Amalei Rav Baruchan Labaye Michti Am Rabban Kol Mili Diyamtut Kamad Efshalishnu Mishaninon. If it's possible to be Mishane, you should be Mishane. Meaning, on the Yom Tov, as we mentioned many times, we are concerned about Uvdin Nechol. you're concerned about what's in the hole, and you should do things in a way, you should try and do things in a way which is a little bit different than you would regularly do if it's the type of thing which appears to be vach-like. So, Rava Barav Hanan Akash Dabaya, if you can change, you should change. So, Frakter Hani Nashi Demalian Chitzvayu Maya My Time Ale Mishanin. So when women fill up their barrels of water, why should we not require that they deviate, that they change, that they do something different? They should change the way they fill up their barrels. Remember, I think we mentioned over here that Uvd in the Chol is a very unclear concept. It's very unclear the gather of what exactly is Uvd in the Chol. There's a Shlomo Zalman. There's a Rav Moshe, and there's actually a Tshuva Rambam as to what it means. But in situations where there is a potential Uvd in the Chol concern, we should require to change and to deviate. So when the women go and they fill up their barrels, their jugs, why is it that we don't require that they change? That's the Gemara's kasha. So on that he says, Mishum Dalayafshim, because there's nothing really we can do. There's nothing to do. Hey, Chilevdi, what should we tell them to do? Demalvian b'chatzva rabba, limli b'chatzva zuta, those who fill up in large jugs. We should tell them to fill up in small jugs. Ha, kam mafshi ba'alucha. That's going to cause them to have to go and do many more trips, back and forth. So that's going to be a bigger tircha. Demalvian b'chatzva zuta, those people who fill up in small jugs. Lamala Bahatsa Rabba should fill up in large jugs, Kamashi Bemasui. So then you're giving them a larger load. Nifrais Sudra, perhaps we should say that they should spread a sudr over the jugs and I don't know, somehow make it less conspicuous. So when the cloth which is spread over the jug of Mayim, it's going to come l'idei schita. It's probably it might get wet, and it'll come l'idei schita. Nechasye benichtama. Perhaps you should cover it benichtama. Rashi says just a kisli, some lid. Zin in the mifsek v'asi l'miktere. So if you, it could be that it'll snap off, and you might come to have to tie it back up and make a knot. Hilkach loy afshir. So therefore, it's simply impossible. There's nothing we can do, and therefore we just let them fill up the normal way. The Gemara brings another memra of Rav Barav Nasan to Abaya. Lami the Rav Barav Nasan to Abaya Tanan loy misapkin v'le mitapkin v'le merakdin b'yom tov. So you're not supposed to basically make noise and make a rhythm. You're not supposed to clap your hands and bang on your chest and dance and all these types of things. And the Gemara says, and this is a Mishnah in Beitza, and the reason why, says Rashi, is Gzeira Shema Yisakin Kli Shir. The concern is that you might come to fashion some type of a musical instrument. So he asked the Kasha to Abaya, the Kochazin and the Avdin, Vole Amrin and Lu, Vole Midi. We see that the women are busy banging their chest, and they're clapping away, and they're dancing, and so on. They do all of these things. And we don't say anything to these women. So why is it that we don't make a macha? Why don't we tell them you're not allowed to do this? So that is what Rav Barav Nasan asked Abaya. So he said, "Ulatameich ha da arma Rava leleisev inesh apuma de lachaya delma megander lechayfitz v'asi lasuyei." Well, we also know that there's a din. We had this before that a person is not supposed to stand by the entrance of the mavui, which is right next to the Rishus HaRabim, because what is the concern? Maybe an item will fall out of your hands, and it will fall into the Rishus HaRabim, and you will stretch into the Rishus HaRabim, and you will bring it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Mavi, and the Mavi might have a din of Rishus HaYachid Midyaraisa, and you will go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So, according to you, how do you understand that phenomenon? Why is it that the Rabbanan don't make a macha? What do you say about that? So, Ella, Hanach li Yisrael, Mutav Shiyushek again, Valumei Zidin. Elamai, what's the pshat? We say it's better that they should be Sheg again as opposed to be Mezidin. We'd rather if they do it for Sheg, if we tell them then they're going to do it on purpose and they're going to be mezidin. So the Gemara says, he thought to say that this concept, that you don't make a machal, and you allow them to keep on doing it, because this way at least they're doing it b'shoigeg, as opposed to doing it b'mezid, that only applies to dinim d'rabbanan. Whereas by dinim d'oraisa, they have to make a machal. We can't allow them to do things, to do an issa d'oraisa. That's what he thought to say. And that says the Gemara, v'loihi, leishna b'drabbanan, leishna b'dioraisa. Even with the Raisas, we apply this concept of Mutav Shu Shegin Gemal Yimei Zidin. What's the Raya? Dat Hesef is the Yama Kippurim, the Raisahi. The concept of having Tesefis on Yom Kippur is a Din Taira. That's learned out from a Drasha. V'ka Chazin en Lahu, d'ka Achli v'shasa Chetachshach. And we see that they eat and they drink up until Nacht. So even though there's a din d'oraisa that you're supposed to be moisef min ha kodesh al hachol, nevertheless they don't do this, and we don't make a machal v'le amin lulu v'le midi. Alamai, you see that the concept of mutav shu shegigin v'al yumezi then applies not only by the rabbanans, it applies even by the d'oraisas. The Ar Rishonim, which say, it's famous shita the Rishonim, that we say that by the arises you don't make a machal, and you say mutav shu shegigin v'al yumei zidin, it's only something which is learned out from a drasha. Something which is learned out from a drasha, if I go over to a woman, I say, or a man for that matter, and I say, look here, you know, I know that nacht is at, 7 p.m., but you're not allowed to eat, until 7 p.m., until shkia, until nacht. You have to be moisef an extra 5 minutes. They'll say, we don't believe you. We don't believe you. Where are you coming from? Show me where does it say that? Show me where it says that. I don't believe it. So something which is learned out from a drasha, if it's the Raisa, we say, better not to say, mutav shu shegigin, because they're not going to believe you. It's learned out from a drasha. They don't necessarily believe and know about these drashas. But if it's something which is mamish, black on white, if it says, you know, don't eat a nevela, don't eat a trefa, don't eat, don't be mechal Shabbos, something which is mefurish, not learned out from a drasha, there we should say that you have to make a mechal and you have to tell them. And if it means giving a punishment, it means giving a punishment. But by other things which are learned out, which are the araisa, but it's learned out from a drasha, to the extent that they don't really believe you anyway, so then we say, Motiv Shu Shegigin Va'al Yumei Zidin. That's the way that we should have said. Okay, then we said, V'chein Isha Mechavata Kikarois. We said, so too, a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend a couple of loaves of bread. Sigamar makes the following diak, V'shabas Hu De'aser. I mean, she shouldn't use a Lashon of Halveini when she borrows loaves of bread, but rather hashilani. So b'shabas hu da'asa ava v'chol shabat ami. On a weekday, she can say, lend me a loaf of bread, meaning you lend me a loaf of bread on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and I will pay you back a loaf of bread on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. She can use the lashon of halva, like a proper halva. One second, this is not so posh. We have learned, there's a concept. We know, obviously, in Hilchas Rivis, the person is not allowed to lend money or lend food or lend an item and have the loaver pay back more than was actually borrowed at the time. And if at the time of the halva you actually stipulated that the loaver has to pay back more, that's Rivis Ketsutza, that's Rivis Diraisa, and that is Aser. Aser for the loaver, for the malva, for the Eidim, for the Sefer, for everyone. However, there are certain things which Chazal asked, and one example is what's known as saw besaw, meaning to say, if I go over to you and I say, let's say if I go over to you right after the harvest, they've just harvested the wheat, and there's plenty of wheat in the marketplace, and I say, can you please lend me 2 kilo of flour, and I'll pay you back in 6 months from now. Now, in 6 months from now, the price of flour might be more expensive. So if 2 kilo of flour now costs £2, maybe in 6 months from now it costs £3. So to borrow a saw and pay back a saw could be problematic because the price of a saw might have gone up in the interim. So there's a problem of borrowing a saw besaw. Certain types of things, certain things are commodities which don't necessarily have a fixed price, which always remains the same, and it fluctuates, can be problematic. Now here, the Gemara is making a diuk that on Shabbos, a woman shouldn't tell her friend, lend me a loaf of bread and I will pay you back a loaf of bread. But it's mashmah, it's only a Shabbos like a problem. Lo yotzer wasn't Shabbos, it'd be no problem. Oh yeah, but what happened to Hilchos Rivus? What happened to Hilchos Rivus? Says the Gemara, but Shabbos who? Lost the place. The Shabbos who the Asa Ava V'chol, Shabbos Dami, Leimah Matis, and the Leike Hillel, the Znan, the Chein Oye Hillel, Eim, Eloi Silva Yisho, Kika Lechabato. A woman should not lend a kika le salve isha kika le chavata ad shetas den adomim shema yukru chitim and imtsu bois li de ribis. So if she lends her wheat and flour and so on, maybe the price is going to go up and there's going to be an isser of ribis, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to be concerned about that. So says the Gemara, let's say it is the loy kehila. Says the Gemara, afilu de ma hila ha ba'astra de kayetz dameha, ha ba'astra de le kayetz dameha. Meaning our Mishnah, which allows, is referring to a place where it's kayetz, where it's set, it's fixed. If it's fixed, then there's not going to be fluctuation, so then there's no problem. There's no problem of this saw, besaw type of concern, because it's fixed. Whereas Hillel was speaking in a place, de le kayetz dameha, and being that it's le kayetz dameha, that's the reason why it's a problem. Good. Now we said in Einam Aminoy, so then what do? You take a mashkin. Good. Says the Gemara, Itzmar Halvos Yomtiv. So in this case of, let's say, our Mishnah, where you lent something on Yomtiv, or you lent something on Shabbos, we have a very interesting machlekes. Halvos yomtev, Rabbi Yosef Amar loy nitna litava, and the Rabbah or some of the Yosef Rava Amar nitna litava. Meaning to say, if I lend my friend a bottle of wine on Shabbos and yomtev, am I allowed to be tovea that in din? So Rabbi Yosef says, no, you're not allowed to be Tevayim Din, and Rabbi says, you are allowed to be Tevayim Din. In other words, the pastor says, of course you can be Tevayim Din. I lend him a bottle of wine. The plan is, the agreement is, he's going to pay me back a bottle of wine. Why should I not be able to take him to Beis Din? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yosef Amar Leinit Litava, Rabbi Amar Leinit Litava, Rabbi Yosef Amar Leinit Litava, the Amres Nitzan Litava. If you say you can take him to din, Asila Michtav. The concern is, so the Malve is going to write it down. He's going to write it down. Meaning you're telling me, if you tell me that I'm not able to be Tevet, so then I'm certainly going to make a note of it, because that is the only way that I'm going to have some type of a record of it. So he's going to write it down. Rabbi Omar, Nitzan Litova, he says, you are allowed to be Tevet. The Amris, Lei Nitzna. If you say, Lei Nitzna, you're not able to be Tevet in Din. Lei Yohiv Lei. A person's not going to lend items out. You're not going to lend out loaves of bread. You're not going to lend out wine. Vasilim Nuye, Misimchas Yom Tov. And one will be Nimna from Simchas Yom Tov, and so on. So very interesting machlekes as to whether or not this type of a item, the food items which were lent on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, are you allowed to be Tevein Bezdin or not? Good. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Meinam Aminai, Meneach Talisei Etzloi. If the Malva does not trust the Leiva, then the Leiva has to give the Malva an item. So we say, I Amres Bishlim Alei Nitne Litava. If you say, you're not able to be Tevea items which you lent, that's the reason why He gave him a mashkin. He insisted that he give him something. But if you're telling me that any way you can be tiveh him to Bezdin, am I meaning of Talisa Yatzloi? Why do you require giving him your talis? Am I meaning of Talisa Yatzloi? Litzin lei, but let's pay. Just give him the food which he wants, and if he doesn't pay you back, you'll be tiveh him to din. Says the Gemara, no. Amar loy ba'ina delekim bedin of adaino. That's not necessarily a proof. The reason why the Malva will do this is because the Malva is not interested in going through the geshaft of taking him to Beis Din. Now, it's a little bit difficult, this shakla v'taria. I mean, it seems to be a bit of a strange habamina. I mean, what's the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is bringing a raya from our Mishnah. It says that if a Malva doesn't believe the Loiva, he takes a mashkin from him. He takes the talis from him, and so on. So the Gemara said that if you say lo nitna li tava, you're not able to be tivei, I understand why he takes it. But if you say that it's nitna li tava, why does he take the mashkin? I mean, of course he takes the mashkin because he doesn't want to have to go to Beis Din. I mean, is that such a chiddush? I mean, people don't want to have to go through the rigmarole of going through Beis Din. It's a big geshef to go through Beis Din. You go to Beis Din, and then the nitva can choose which Beis Din to go to, and it takes time. I mean, I want my item back, and the simplest way of getting my item back is taking an item of collateral, taking a mashkin. So some say, again, going back to this Magen Avraham, which we mentioned before, that the Magen Avraham at least says that this is a real mashkin. It's a real mashkin, and it's a real halachic concession to allow a mashkin to be given and to make a kinyan on it, and the only reason why we allow it is because of Simchas Shabbos and so on, Simchas Yom Tov and so on. And therefore, we thought to say that as long as there was some way of possibly getting your money back, namely, you could be tiveh the guy in Beis Din, we wouldn't be so quick to allow you to give a mashkin. Because as we said, it's not a simple thing, it's not pashut to allow giving over a cloak, giving over an item of clothing, and making a kinyan on it. I mean, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if there was epis away to somehow secure your money, even if it means having a bit of a schlep and taking him to Beis Din, we wouldn't have necessarily allowed that. That's the havamin of the Gemara. The mashmalah, no, the guy is still able to say that I don't want the headache of having to go to Beis Din. Good. Says the Rabbi, the Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Oven. Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Oven, Ashikhar is a part of the Chilta Barosh Hashanah. A person shechted a para and divided the meat on Rosh Hashanah. So we say, if Elo had 30 days, I'm sorry, let me just be makdim over here. We're speaking over here in the Shemitah year. Now we know that Shemitah is Meshamet at the end of the year. At the end of the year, at the end of the Shemitah year, if there is an outstanding loan, so Shemitah releases the loiva from the loan. At the end of the year, as in Chaf Tes Elul, the last day of Elul, at the end of the day, whatever loan is outstanding, it's gone. Now here the case is that someone shechted a cow, the Chilka Barash Hashanah, and he divides the meat to the various individuals who would like to buy the meat and to take a portion. So we say, if El had 30 days. Now, if El has 30 days, the day that he received the portion of meat was actually El as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. It was really the final day of El. It was the 30th day of El. We know midiraisa, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah. So we say that if Elul was Malay, if Elul was Malay, if it was Ma'uber, Mishamet. So then we say that Shvius is Mishamet, because it turns out that the portion of meat which was given to all of the various koinim was given to them as a loan. They now have to pay the butcher for the portion of meat which they received. They received it on the last day of Elul, of the Shemitah year, at the end of the Shemitah year, and Shemitah is going to be Meshamet at the end of the year. So again, one more time, a sheikh is a part of the chot of Rosh Hashanah. Im haya chodesh mu'uber. If Elul was mole 30 days, and they received their portion of meat on the last day of Elul, the din is mishamit. So shvius is mishamit l'choiv. Vim lav, but if Elul was chas, it was only 29 days, and they received it on Rosh Hashanah of the first year of the Shemitah cycle, so it's already after the Shemitah year, ain't a Meshamet, you're not released from the Chayiv, because it's you didn't borrow the meat during the Shemitah year. So it says the Gemara, the Eloi Nitna Litova, if you're not able to be Teveya, something which is borrowed on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, my Meshamet. What does it mean, it's Meshamet? I mean, if anyway you're not able to be Teveya, it's like it's mishumet va'omed. It's like it's in a perpetual state of not being able to be teveit. If I am never able to be teveah, an item of food which I lent someone on Shabbos or Yom Tov, what does it mean to say that it's not mishamet? It is mishamet, but I'm never able to be teveit. If you look at Rashi over here, let's see a couple of Rashis over here. If you look at Rashi, about 15, 20 lines down, Hashaykh is a part of the Chilka Rosh Hashanah Shal Motzei Shvius L'Leikchem. Uba HaKafa. He did it on trust, on credit. The Kaimalan Shvius Meshamet is B'Seifa. Shvius is Meshamet at the end of the year. D'Chsev Miketz. So we say, Imaya Chodesh Elul Me'uber V'Asa Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yamim Meshamet. So then, the borrowers will be released. The Yom Tov Rishon shall save Shvius Haya. It turns out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was actually the 30th day of Elul. V'nimtzizu halva Shvius. In which case, you actually borrowed money whilst it was still the Shemitah year. V'imlav, but if it was 29 days, havyala halva Motzei Shvius, then you actually borrowed money in the year post-Shemitah. Neinu Meshamet. So says the next Rashi, the im loy nitzna litava, and if you say that you're not able to be teveya items which you lent out on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, my mishamet. What does it mean, mishamet? Hoyel ve'im bezin niskakim l'keifai. If bezin anyway will never force the loyver to pay back the item, so then shmuti hivay medis. It's like it's in a perpetual matzav of being shamut, because you can never be teveit. So what does this Mishnah mean about, oh, it depends if Ella was 30 days, if it was 29 days, will it be shamut, will it not be shamut? But if you're never able to be teveya items which you lent out on the Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then shmuti by medis. It's perpetually in a state of being shamut. So again, one more time. Let's just do one more time. Tanan, we said, yeah. Moshe Ravidi Bar Av and Ashikh is a part of the Chilka Brash Hashanah. Im Ayachodesh Uber Meshamet. Im Lavin Meshamet. The Eli Nitzin Litava My Meshamet. What does it mean? It's Meshamet. So now we say, no shiny awesome. Digloy Mil said the Cholu. Being that El was 30 days, it turns out that when you borrowed the item, you borrowed the item on a weekday. It wasn't actually Yom Tov. Midyarayis and Rosh Hashanah is only one day. And if you borrowed it on a weekday, so then it's not considered to be items which you lent out on a Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because now you realize that, oh, Elo actually had an extra day, in which case, when you borrowed the item, you borrowed the item not on what you thought was a Yom Tov, in which case we would say maybe that leinitz and litava. Kumto is we now realize lemafreya that you borrowed the item on a weekday. If you borrowed it on a weekday, so then we need to know, is it mishamet, is it not mishamet? And that we say, you borrowed it on the last weekday in the Shemitah year, it is mishamet. Toshma mi seifa, let's bring a rag from the seifa. What does it say there? Toshma mi seifa, im imlav. If it was only 29 days, therefore you borrowed the money already in the next year, not in the Shemitah year. Ain't a Meshamet. You're not released from there from the debt. You have to pay back because you didn't borrow in the Shemitah year. If you say that you're able to be to their money, which are items which you lend out on a Yom Tov, I understand what it means. It says it's not Meshama, you're not released, because you have the ability to be Tevayah. Yamas Bishlema Nitzali Tava, Haina Diktani in Meshamit. Ela E Amris Uloi Nitzali Tava. But if you say you're not able to be Tevayah, Amai in Meshamit, or Mai in Meshamit. Well, what does that mean? I mean, if you're telling me that Loi Nitzali Tava, you're never able to be Tevayah, so what does it mean that it's not Meshamit? I'm not able to be Tevayah. And that says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, no, the Iyoiv Lei Shakil. It just means to say that if the Loiva offers payment, you're allowed to receive it. That's all it means. The Iyoiv Lei Shakil. Meaning the Kasha was Eliyamras, Loinit, and Ritov. If you say you're not able to be Tevea, so what does it mean? It's not Meshama, you're not able to be Tevea. So we say, no, really, Taka, you could be that you're not able to be Tevea. But when it says, Eina Mishamit, it means that if he gives you the money, you're entitled to take it. You're allowed to take it. The Yoiv Lei Shakel. Frag the Gemara Michlal, the Reisha, Yoiv Lei Shakel. What? And in the Reisha, and when we said that Shvius is Mishamit, if the Leiva chooses to give it to me, am I not allowed to take it? I mean, if he chooses to give me the item, am I not allowed to take it? I'm also allowed to take it. Says the Gemara now. The difference is like this. Reisha, in the Reisha, where Shvius is Mamish Mishamit, Mi'ikradin, because it turns out that the item was borrowed on the last day of Elul, and therefore the end of the Shemitah year, Shemitah was Mishamit the Chayiv, and it released the Loiva from the debt. So now, if the Loiva comes over to me and says, I would like to pay you, so Reisha Tzarech Lemeimer LeMishamet. The Malva must initially say, you don't owe me the money. You are released from paying me. Sefer, where the money was lent post Shemitah, so then Leit Tzarech Lemeimer LeMishamet. He doesn't need to say, I'm releasing you, because he lent him the money post Shemitah. Says the Gemara Kedisnan. Like we learned in the Mishnah in Shvius, Amaster Chayiv B'Shvius, if someone, if a Leivit tries to return an item in the Shemitah year, Yoimar Loi Mishamit Ani, the Malva must initially say, I am releasing you from paying me back. Viv Amar Loi Afopiken, and if he says, nevertheless, I would like to pay you back, Yikambo Mimenu, you're allowed to receive the item from him. Mishum Shenemar Vizet Dvar Hashmitah. So we learn from the word Dvar that there's a requirement of the Dibur of the Malva. The Malva needs to say Shomot. I am Meshamet the Chayiv. So the Kitzer, we don't necessarily have a Raya over here. We have this very interesting Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah, Rabbi Yosef and Rava. The Rabbi Yosef said, Loi Nitzna Litava, you're not able to be Tevea. Items which you lend out on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, Rabbah or Rava say, Nitzna Litava, you are able to be Tevea, and we don't necessarily have a Raya either way. Says the Gemara, Rav Avya Shakil Mashkoina. When Rav Avya used to lend food to friends on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, he used to take a mashkin. Rabbi Bar Ula, what did he do? Ma'arim Yarume. He would do a harama of sorts. If you look across in Rashi, up a couple of lines, Rashi says, Shakal Mashkeina B'Shas Halva, Mehalva's Yom Tov. Anytime you lent that money on Yom, lent that food on Yom Tov. Ma'arim Arume La'ach Yom Tov Lekeach Mimenu Shum Chayfitzu Ma'akvei. Amazing, amazing, Lashon Rashi. Rashi says that what did the Malva do? Meaning if I lent someone a bottle of wine on Yom Tov, I would go and I would take a bottle of wine from them. And I would hold it back. That's the way Rashi learns what the haram is. And it comes out, according to Rashi, a fascinating thing. it comes that according to Rashi, the Ma'uvah is allowed to be Ma'akid the Chayfetz. He can hold on to something. He can take it. Because he owes me this item, he can actually go and take it. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, they explain the Harama slightly differently. They say that he didn't actually go and ask him to pay him back the bottle of wine, but basically after Yom Tov he would say, "Can I borrow a bottle of wine?" And then he would give him the bottle of wine, and then he would be ma'akev it by him. Once he borrowed it, so to speak, then he would hold on to the bottle of wine. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim over here as to how do we paskin, because from the actions of these Amorayim at the end, Rav Avyo took a mashkin from Rabbi Bar Ula who did a harama. Doesn't that seem to imply that you're not able to be today it? And that's the reason why they did what they did. So some say from here is a raya that you see that, like Rav Yosef, Loi Nitznu L'Tovah, you're not able to be today it. Other Rishonim disagree and they say we pass it like Rabbi, you are able to be today it, but they themselves were machmer. Let's just see if we can finish up to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we said the Chayin Erev Pesach. So we said Erev Pesach, you need to get your carbon Pesach, you need to get a sheep. So you go over to the fellow who sells a sheep, and you say, "I'd like a sheep, and I'll make a cheshem with you afterwards, and maybe you'll have to give him a mashkin." So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maknish Olim Pesach B'Shavas V'Chagigah Sabiyom Tov. So he says the din is a person on Shabbos can be Maknish for carbon Pesach. Usually a person is not allowed to be a makdish something on Shabbos. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, something which is time sensitive, which you have to do today, like on Yudalad, you need to be makriv, and maybe you have to be makdish at first, you need to be makdish the Karban Pesach, you're allowed to be makdish the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, and the Chagiga on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, name of Misayele, let's bring a steel from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? The chayin erev Pesach Yerushalayim shechali is v'shabbos. Many of talis say it's live in eglas pesachay ba'isim meichash melach yom tov. So, and what is he doing? He's taking a carbon for the purpose of being makdishit and being makrivit and so on. So l'chor it's a raya to Rabbi Yechon and says, "Well, hacham ma'iskinan b'memane achirin imay al pesachay demikara mikdash v'koy." No, really the case is, let's say that Reuven had a carbon Pesach, and Reuven was makdishit already, and now someone wants to come along and be included in Reuven's carbon Pesach. So in that case, when he goes and he says, "I would also like to be included in your carbon Pesach, I'd like 30% of your carbon Pesach," so you can do so, providing you leave a mashkin. But it doesn't require your hekdish, because it's already been huktash. You already were makdish it. So you don't necessarily have a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Good. Vanantanan ein nimnin ala behema betchila b'yam tov. I thought you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to buy into a portion of an animal on yam tov. Isn't that like an ovdim d'chol? Shiny hachakev, and the ragel etzli command the imni be'miyakar adami. Being that you usually do this with this particular seller, it's like you always did it, and therefore it's mutter. Frag the gemara batani, Rabbi Shaya, ha'ilach adam etzli roya, ragel etzli v'nesen le'talel, apiskei u'magdishoi v'yotzeboi. Seems quite clear that you're allowed to be magdishit boi ba'yoim. So now we say, asim nami, given the ragel etzli, Akdushe, says the Bach, Akdushe Makdish Lemi Kara. He was Makdishit originally. Fragment of a Ha Makdish Katani. The answer is, Hekdish Yeloi Midrabanan. Already he was Makdishit. He was Makdishit already. But there's a din that once it kind of actually comes into your possession, there's a din that you should be Makdishit a second time. It's a Maila. That it should be hukdash, good and proper from the bialim, properly, and that kind of quasi hekdish, which isn't considered to be a proper hekdish, that's something which you're allowed to do even on a Shabbos. Good. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kasha, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon say you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. We know Shita Rabbi Yochanan and Ganshas, V'Om Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Gista Mishnah. But now we have a Mishnah in Beit Salamat Vav. Lay Magdishin, Lay Marichin, Lay Marimin, Lay Magbein, Shumus the Maestros. Kalei Lebiyam Tavam Rukal Vachem of Shabbos. Says Mufurish are not allowed to be Magdish on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Lay Kasha, Kan, Bechayvish, Shekavol and Zman, Kan, Bechayvish, She'ein Kavol and Zman. So if it's a situation where it's not time sensitive, you don't have to be Magdish today. You're not allowed to be Magdish on Shabbos. But over here, in the case where you only acquired the Karban Pesach on Shabbos itself, and Shabbos is your Dalad, and you don't have a choice, so here we would say that you're allowed to be Makdish even on Shabbos itself. Okay.